Now, Lewis's main apologetic for Christianity rests in great part on the concept of the town. That's why I've taken a long time to explain it to you. This is how it works. So far, Lewis has shown us that the existence of the Tao pretty much requires a supernatural guide or director. Let's call him God. In other words, if there's a code, who founded the code? There's got to be something supernatural up there. But Lewis says there's many different ways to think of this God. There are different conceptions of what this moral guide is up in the heavens, if you will. And Lewis contrasts them in Mere Christianity. Well, he says there's one of two things. Either God transcends nature and is perfectly good, and that's what we call theism, that God is not a part of the world. He transcends this world and he's good. That's theism. The other option is that God is immanent in nature. In other words, he's part of the natural world. He is the world, if you will. That's what we call pantheism. And in that case, God is neither good nor evil. He is just the world. He is part of nature. Now, Lewis says that pantheism is flawed because if God is neither good nor evil, then what can be the source of our idea of good? An idea that allows us to discern good from evil. If God's not good, then what is our standard? Do you follow me here? What Lewis is doing here, by the way, is one of his paradoxical, counterintuitive flashes. What is the strongest argument against Christianity? The strongest argument is, look at all the injustice and suffering in the world. How can a good God have created? That is really, to me, the best attack on Christianity. Why is this world so unjust? But you know what Lewis says? How do we know our world is unjust? The only way we can know our world is unjust is if we have a just measure to measure it against. Do you follow me here? To put it in C.S. Lewis's words, a man does not call a line crooked unless he has some idea of a straight line. How do we know that the world is unjust and unfair unless we have some kind of supernatural standard to tell us what is just and what is fair? So you see, the greatest argument against Christianity becomes an argument in favor of it. Isn't that wonderful? So we are left with theism now. But, Lewis says, may not that good God be pitted in a war with an equal and opposite bad God? This is what we call dualism. It goes back to the old Zoroastrians in Persia, that there's a good God and a bad God fighting for our soul. Well, at first, this sounds like a rational option. And Lewis considered dualism to be a manly option, he said. But there's a problem. We fall again into the problem of the tertium quid, the third thing. Because if the good and evil powers are equally strong, then what allows us to say which of them is the good one? Right? Dualism says one God's good, the other one's bad. But how do we know which one is good and which one's bad unless we have a third thing, a tertium quid, against which to measure them? And if not, we're back to might makes right again, back to the fisticuffs. All right. Lewis says no. The most rational option is what Genesis tells us, that the world was created by a good God, but that evil has entered into it. Just so, man was made in God's image, but has fallen. Ethically and theologically speaking, evil is not a positive entity. Evil is a parasite, a cancer, a perversion of goodness. Many of you know that Augustine calls it a negation. Evil is not an equal entity, but evil is still a powerful perversion. As Lewis says, and as I think you all know if you search yourselves, we are all conscious not only of the evil in our world, but of our own failure to keep the Tao. I think we all realize that we should keep the Tao, and yet we also realize that we fail to do it again and again. And on the basis of this, Lewis moves on to give a Christian solution and a Christian apologetic. Here is how this apologetic works. Most modern people believe that Jesus Christ was just a good moral teacher. Muslims say he's a prophet. Jews say he is a rabbi. Many Christians in America say he's just a good man, but not the Son of God. Well, you know what Lewis says? If Jesus is only a good man, then he has really very little, to offer a fallen humanity. Remember what I told you? The only thing a teacher does is restate the law. Well, maybe Jesus gave us a perfect restatement of the law, but still it was a restatement of the law. The same thing that Buddha or Socrates or in our culture, perhaps Gandhi or others have done, or Muhammad or whoever the teacher is. So if Jesus is only a good teacher and only restated the Tao, then we really don't need him.